May your beings of happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. May all beings have happiness. A deep abiding happiness, not a superficial happiness, not gratification or titillation or something like that. Deep abiding happiness that can only be found within. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. So when we reflect upon the causes of that kind of happiness, then that requires coming within. It requires examining and discovering and exploring what are we chasing? And will it ever bring us happiness? Will it ever bring us deep contentment? An abiding of peace within ourselves, our emotions, our minds. How can we bring forward causes of happiness, this type of happiness, a real kind of happiness? That examination, that exploration will then produce causes of happiness for ourselves. Causes of happiness for others. We'll find that our relationships, our relatedness, and even our, what are our true needs become ever more clear, ever more radiant, ever more peaceful. But it's a learning curve. It's a undoing of the self curve. It's a process. May all beings have happiness, deep abiding happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. And when we examine happiness, and discover that actually much of what we might be living or engendering in our lives, engendering in our relationships, can never bring happiness. Then we discover some of the bandwidth of suffering, discontent, disappointment, disquiet. How we are deceiving ourselves. Lots of DIS words fall into that category. It's a powerful process, but it requires getting soft, like the image on our screen. It requires getting soft. Softening and opening. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. May all beings have happiness. And the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. We smile with all beings and take a long, so deep breath. Each and every one of us is in process and is a process. And so we smile with that. And we smile with that equanimity. We're all in process. We smile with the largesse and the glory and the beauty and the abundance that is within, that we can each of us discover more of and live from, because that is our essence. That is true happiness. That is well-being and the wellness of all beings. So we smile with that. And take a long, so deep breath, breathing with all beings, breathing with the potential that each of us can discover within. And it can be discovered because it is within. It's free. How marvelous. Abide in gentleness. Breathe. When we wish for all beings to have happiness, we are wishing for peace. Peace in the world, peace in our minds, peace in our activities, peace, peace in our emotions, peace in our steps and our actions and our choices. Because how can there be happiness if there is agitation, restlessness, if there's chasing? When we invoke happiness for all beings and the causes of happiness, we are examining peace, exploring peace, exploring a gentle mind. The sky contains clouds, and the clouds can have thunder and lightning, but the sky itself is gentle, open, and never anything but the sky. The clouds arise, lightning might flash, thunder might sound, but the sky never changes. That's an analogy of peace. Happiness fluctuates, emotions fluctuate. Titillations, gratification, what brings us any emotion, all changes. How do we all find the peace within so that we can contribute and foster peace in our neighborhoods, in our relationships, in our world, with ourselves? This is a fundamental question. And so we smile. Then maybe we will discover a little bit more today. Maybe we will soften and open a little bit more today. Maybe, just maybe, a little more peace will emanate from us into a troubled world. Love you all. Create your day.